Well, this Saturday, the Jackson County Library System will open SparkSpace in its Central Point branch. SparkSpace not only is difficult for me to say on a Monday morning, but it's a place where young people can have free access to technology, get help with homework, and the organizers hope have space to spark their imagination and curiosity. Our guest this morning led the project. Amy Drake is Executive Director of the Jackson County Library Foundation. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And Kristen Anderson is the manager of the Library Systems branch in Ashland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as we look at SparkSpace, where and when did you perceive a need for a space like this?
We started with a bequest and knew that we had funds to spend. We started talking to our patrons about what they might need in the area, and they said that they were very happy with our kindergarten readiness programming, but what they were hoping for was more intentional programming for their K through 12 students. And that was the seed of the beginning of the SparkSpace project.
So did you also talk to kids about what they might want and what they needed?
Yes, we've talked to teens who are in the Central Point community, who are library users. We've talked to them about what they're interested in and what they'd like to see in this space, and they're very engaged in the process.
And so why did you choose Central Point?
Well, as Kristen mentioned, we did have a bequest to support the Central Point Library. A community member named Sandra Marks had passed away and had left a sizable amount to support Central Point, and we wanted to use those funds to bring something innovative and new to the Jackson County Libraries. Our buildings have remained essentially static since they were rebuilt in the early 2000s, and this seemed like a good opportunity.
So can you give us an overview of what kind of programs and services will be available to kids at this SparkSpace?
Well, we've hired a coordinator who will be designing programming for the space. She's been in place since last week, so she's new. But we know that we're going to be offering weekly programs, Tech Tuesdays, where there will be different STEM-based programming in the afternoons on Tuesdays. And we are going to have homework help Tuesday through Saturday in the library. That will be volunteer-based and run by our coordinator.
There are also activities for the casual library visitor who just stops in, wants to explore and see what's there. There will also be activities, like designated activities for them to try out.
So is this intended to attract lower income kids who may not have access to tech? I mean, it seems like every kid has a smartphone these days.
It does. This is designed to be open for everybody. But yes, I believe you're correct that students who don't have access to the tech at home will be more inclined to participate in this. However, we also have tech stations that have things like Adobe Creative Cloud. So things that even students who do have access to tech in the home may not have access to such a high-end program. So there are other bells and whistles here.
So they could bring files in that maybe is a homework project that they could then use,
yes,
you know, say Photoshop or Audition
mm-hmm.
or something to create in your SparkSpace.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the ages of kids that you're aiming this at?
We're saying K through 12. We will serve the needs of the students who show up. I think the sweet spot for the age range, though, is tweens and early teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I imagine this isn't just a place to show up and play computer games.
It's a little more than that.
It's a little more than that.
Okay. And can kids just come and hang out if they want? I mean, if
yes.
they don't have a particular project that they're working on, it's just a place that they can be?
Yeah,
yes.
As we mentioned, there's activities for them to play with. Like for our grand opening on Saturday, one of the activities is to use a Finch robot, which it's a sort of a white blobular looking thing. But anyway, they can use the Finch robot and they have to complete an obstacle course. So there are activities for people who just stop in and want to hang out.
SparkSpace is a new innovative program that is coming this Saturday. It's going to have its debut at the Central Point branch of the Jackson County Library System. If you'd like to ask some questions, we have the organizers of SparkSpace here. You can call us at 800-838-3760 or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. is the email address. In just a few days on our program, we're going to be talking to a Google engineer who sees a real need to promote STEM studies for young girls especially. Are you going to be addressing that need in this space?
Yes. Libraries, just in their very core, are open to all, but this is very much something where we're aware of some of the gender gaps in STEM-based activities, and we are actively thinking about how to engage everybody in the space.
So the Centerpoint Library, is that really easily accessible by kids or from all over the county? I mean, is it on an RVTD bus line, for example?
It is. What is it? I think it's the Route 40, stops about two blocks away, so it's easily accessible. It's also near a couple of the Central Point schools. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is most accessible to the students who are in Central Point, and there is a desire on the part of the Jackson County Library Services Board to create these centers in other libraries throughout the county as well. So this is very much a pilot program. We're learning, and we want to make this accessible throughout the county.
This is where the limitations of radio show up very, very readily here. Can you describe what the space looks like? I wish we had a video of it. But.
Well, we can describe the before first. So right now, the Central Point Library, again, was built in the early 2000s. And you enter the library and you can sort of fork off in three different directions, one towards children's, one towards adults and teens, and one also geared towards adults. The coloring is primarily tans, beiges, browns, the colors that were popular in the early 2000s. And right now it is, how do we describe it? It feels like a community center for Central Point. It's not your traditional quiet library. There's lots of activities. There's lots of children's programming that occurs there. And so what will the transformation be, Kristen?
We're moving the building around to create a larger percentage of the square footage footprint to invest it in teens and children's. So I would say roughly half of the building will be very focused on teen and children programming. We've moved the teen space into an area that is more isolated so that the sound won't travel throughout the building because we will be programming and talking in this space. And we've added a lot of bright colors. The goal was to get away from the aggressively beige color scheme.
We're going to be spending the entire 9 o'clock hour this morning talking about East Germany. So I think there's, you know, we can talk about that inspiration in the architecture of some of the public buildings in the United States as well. But that's a totally different subject. There's going to be a lot of tech, and it sounds like a lot of activity and everything. Mm-hmm. But is there also going to be a quieter space if kids want to show up and say, hey, I've got a really hard algebra test coming up on Thursday. I just need some space to study.
There are three quiet spaces in the Central Point building. There's a small tutoring room. There's a conference room. There's a meeting room. Sometimes they're booked by the public. They will also be bookable by our coordinator. But the natural flow of the after-school crowd is going to drive some of that, too. We aren't exactly sure how people are going to come in and use the space, and certainly at times where the gravitation seems to be towards homework help, it will probably get a little quieter in there.
Our guests this morning are Amy Drake, who's the executive director of the Jackson County Library Foundation, and Kristen Anderson, who's the manager of the Library Systems Branch in Ashland. We're talking about Spark Space, which is an innovative new place at the Central Point branch of the Jackson County Library, intended to attract and meet a lot of the learning needs of kids. If you have questions about Spark Space, 800-838-3760 is our phone number, or you can email us at jx@jeffnet.org. Now, you said you surveyed users prior to designing the space, and what were some of the needs that you're seeing among the young population of the Rogue Valley right now?
Well, we know that that engagement in STEM is a critical component of that. We know that the families are young in Central Point, but they are, as families do, growing, and that we need the services of the Central Point branch to age accordingly with these families, and many of these families are large. So we're trying to meet the needs of the entire family at the Central Point branch. We know that as schools become more geared towards teaching to standardized tests, that places where students can explore and practice creative thinking skills are going to be a critical component of working within this community. And that is another piece that this space has been designed to help with.
We also noticed that within the Central Point Library, we had great attendance for our early childhood literacy programs. And then once the kids entered school, they almost dropped off in their library attendance and library usage. And so in surveying the parents, one of the things the parents requested was more outcome-based programming for teens. So, for example, we had, or the Central Point Library had, a series of Harry Potter-themed programs back in the spring, and we had great teen attendance for that program. So the teens are there, and they're aware of what's happening. Their families are aware of what's happening in the library, but they just weren't coming. And so we're hoping that having this creative, outcome-based playing center will help pull them back into library usage.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing that goes along with that is that the teen space historically has been kind of in the back of the building, in a corner where the teens had to walk through a lot of adult spaces to get there, and it never felt quite like their space.
Maybe a little intimidating at
times.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal here is to create a space that feels very targeted and designed for them so that they can walk into the building and say, this is my space. There's a mentor in the space. She is for them. And that will be a relationship that we'll build as well.
So, Kristen, you mentioned a few minutes ago that with the school's really teaching for standardized testing, and there's that whole sort of pressure there to teach to the test. And you're providing, through the Spark Space, a place for kids to create and innovate, sort of kind of outside of that environment. How are you integrating this with the schools? I mean, how are you communicating with the schools that this is there and maybe encouraging them to send kids?
Our branch manager has been actively engaged in discussing with the schools what's happening. We are definitely marketing to the schools, and we've been out in their back-to-school nights letting them know that the space is coming. So there's definitely buzz in the community through the schools that this is happening. We are looking at ways to partner with the schools and find ways that we can work creatively together. That's one of the things that we really want to do, is figure out how to collaborate with local community partners.
So if this, this particular Spark Space was funded by a bequest that you got specifically for the Central Point Library. First of all, this is a two-part question, I guess. First of all, how are you going to determine whether or not this is a success? And if it is a success, then how are you going to fund expanding it to other branches of the library?
I'll speak, I guess, to the how we're going to determine if it's a success. One of the things that we used as a guiding principle in developing this was a Mr. Rogers quote that talks about play being the work of childhood. And we very much know that through work of a group called the Search Institute, that students who have certain assets in their lives are more likely to be successful. So one of those assets would be access to a person who's neither a student or neither a teacher or a parent. There are other things like that we've built into this program, the service, and those outcomes have already been measured. So if I'm seeing a small percentage of the Central Point community, I'd love to see the entire community, but the reality is that there will be a subset of the community that uses the library. And when those students come to us, we know that what we're providing through outcome-based research is going to be good for them. We kind of have that baked into the service to begin with. However, we will be measuring how many people come in and use the service, and those are things that we will look at as we think about how to roll this out in other parts of the community.
So you probably, do you have a hard benchmark of if we see 50 kids a week, it's a success. If we only see two, it's not.
We haven't written that up at that formal level. However, I think that the numbers that you've given us are fairly, like the numbers that you shared are kind of about ballpark where, what we would be looking at. I do think that if this is going to work anywhere in the community of Jackson County, it is going to work in Central Point given the demographics of the community. So this was the ideal spot, bequest notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. This was the ideal spot to test this. And we're really excited because this is a first for Jackson County in terms of a building project since, you know, the buildings were made. But the other piece of it is that this is a first where we're testing something out in a branch that's not one of our big branches, that's not Medford, that's not Ashland. We're going to try it in a smaller community and try and get equity of service throughout the county.
So, Amy, funding, if this is a success, to take it system-wide?
Well, in terms of funding, the Central Point Spark Space was also supported by a grant from the Oregon Community Foundation, as well as community donations, particularly the Friends of the Central Point Library. So in looking at rolling the Spark Space out to other branches, the library director is currently accepting sort of applications for and reviewing which branches might be the next best fit. And so once we have those identified, that will determine where I go to look for grant funding, to look for community support, and so on. And we'll also be talking with the library district about what kind of funding they can provide for this as well.
And speaking of community support, you mentioned earlier in the conversation this morning about volunteers who are going to be coming in to help kids with homework. Do you have other volunteers? For example, we have a pretty sizable tech community in Southern Oregon. I imagine there's some businesses that might hear about this and might want to get involved. How's that level of activity going?
Well, we're definitely working on that, and we certainly, if anyone's listening who wants to participate, we would welcome those contacts. We're in the early phases of that as we kind of learn who comes and who uses the service, so we can tailor our programs to meet those students' needs.
And maybe also what the needs are, because maybe the kids will tell you, hey, you know, we want this particular suite of software and you don't have it, then maybe you can go looking for it.
Yeah, or oh, hey, we do not like this robot, but this one over here is great.
And we built that in, that we could scale up certain offerings and reduce others if we needed to based on the feedback that we got.
So if somebody does want to become involved in this, either as a volunteer, you know, with homework, or we have a tech person listening right now that says, hey, it sounds like a good program for my company, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I think that the best way would probably be to reach out to me or to the Central Point branch. Should I give my email address over the...
We can link to something from our website.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
If you have a particular phone call. Well, we've been talking about Spark Space. It debuts this coming Saturday at the Central Point branch of the Jackson County Library System. And the two organizers for the project joined us this morning. Amy Drake, Executive Director of the Jackson County Library Foundation. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Kristen Anderson, Manager of the Library Systems branch in Ashland. Thank you.
Thank you.